Hello, listeners. This is your friend Harry Benton speaking. My colleagues join me in extending to you a very warm welcome to this another Voice of Melody produced program of Times of Refreshing. We are pleased to have your company for these next 30 minutes of radio fellowship. It is our prayer as we share this time together with some fine inspirational music, together with a timely message from the Word of God, that you will be challenged, encouraged, and spiritually blessed as we consider the topic of God speaking to us through His Word, the Bible.
Let me introduce you to Jesus. He's the kind of man you've never met before. I believe your misconceptions will leave you when you greet the man of freedom at your door. Pulling water when I'm dry, living bread to satisfy, life and truth and the way until I die. All you're looking for is found in Jesus. Believe and trust your life to Him. Should you try to make it on without Jesus? Take a look at your ever-growing company. I believe that they are saying what you say. Such a crowd could never miss reality. But where's the love you seek from them? Where's the peace you've lost again? Where's the answer you believed was with your friends? All you're looking for is found in Jesus. Believe and trust your life to Him. Believe and trust your life to Him.
Those who study the Scriptures with a seeking heart and mind to know its truths, they will find that God speaks to them, and they will experience His transforming power in their lives. The Bible not only serves as an inspired document that tells us who made us, who we are, and how we can live and die with serenity, it also functions as the voice of God that imparts His presence and power into our lives. This truth is clearly illustrated in the experience of Bishop Bergrav of Norway. During World War II, while the Germans occupied his country, he was at home with a friend when he heard a knock at his front door. On opening the door to see who the unannounced visitor was, he was surprised to meet a German officer standing with a guard. They told him that he was under arrest. Putting on his overcoat, he followed the soldiers to the waiting car. Just before it sped away, his long-time friend called to him, saying, "Remember 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 13. The bishop said he immediately reached into his pocket, pulled out a small Bible and read that verse of Scripture. As he did, he experienced an indescribable peace. He could testify later by saying that the reality of Christ's nearness came to him through that verse of Scripture. And this is what he read. "And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good?" Today, God can speak also to you from the pages of the Bible. If you open your heart to its truths, he will make his presence known and will meet your every need. In times of temptation, he will give you strength to overcome sin. When you are facing difficulty, he will give you grace to live above your seasons of worry and stress. In your sorrow, he will speak comfort to your soul. Friends, many times in my Christian life, I have experienced the Lord speaking to me through his word, making his presence real in my life. Through these joyful experiences, which was such a spiritual blessing in my walk with my Lord and Saviour, I would encourage you to give time to the reading of the Scriptures. Remember, in God's creation we see his hand. Through his word, we can hear his voice.
Although he has millions of souls to see above, although the sun, the moon and the stars are in his care.
How wonderful to know, by a whispered prayer. It matters to him about you. Your heartache, your sorrow, he shares, regardless of what you.
During the years of our Lord's public ministry, which was a period of 3.5 years, we read in the Bible of him repeatedly saying, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." These words were spoken with divine authority, and were never spoken by mortal man. Our Lord Jesus was the model preacher and teacher. Often, he used illustrations from everyday events. In all his teachings, he captivated his audience. He had such a drawing power that people came from every province to hear him. It is recorded in Matthew chapter 13 that a great multitude stood on the shores of Galilee to hear him speak. In this vast company, there were Pharisees, the religious rulers of the day. There were tax collectors. The sick and the lame were there as well, all with a personal need and the master teacher was the one able to meet their need of salvation. I believe a similar scene is portrayed in the early chapters of Matthew's Gospel. In chapters 5, 6 and 7, we are given details of that long discourse known as the Sermon on the Mount. As our Lord concluded his teachings on this occasion, knowing the hearts of his audience, he addressed them as saying, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." My dear friends, today in our society it is just the same. Some hear the message of the gospel with interest and believe its message unto salvation. Others will hear and believe not, unto condemnation. God's word is replete with warnings to travellers to eternity, so that none can say they have not been warned. Listen to these words found in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 25. They are solemn words. They sound out a sound warning to us all. It says, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh from heaven." Now that is a positive statement from the courts of heaven to you, my friend. See that you refuse not him that speaketh from heaven. To refuse him that speaketh from heaven is to decline, to shun, to avoid, reject, and make excuse. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 44, we are reminded of what we should do. Jesus speaking says, "Let these sayings sink down into your ears." Now this word "sink" means to settle like a stone that is dropped into a pond, or as a coin into a wishing well. It settles, it remains there. What is your reaction when you hear the voice of God speaking to you? Does it have the effect on you as it did to many who listened to the Apostle Peter when he preached on the day of Pentecost, as it is recorded in Acts chapter 2? Peter was the servant of God, the messenger, the vessel God used to speak through Peter in the power of the Holy Spirit. He preached a convicting message, for we read in Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, "When they heard these things, they were pricked in their hearts." Yes, the voice of God went through their ears, right to the inner recesses of their heart, bringing to them a deep conviction of their sin, and to inquire the way of salvation. What shall we do? When Saul of Tarsus on the Damascus Road heard the voice of God speaking to him, he said, "Lord, what will you have me to do?" When the Philippian jailer of Acts chapter 16 heard the voice of God speaking to him through the earthquake, in that midnight hour, he inquired, "What must I do to be saved?" On each of these three inquiries for the way of salvation, it was needful for each of them to repent of their sinful ways, to acknowledge and confess their sins, and to seek the loving forgiveness of the Saviour, and to invite the Lord Jesus into their heart and life. When this is done in faith, believing, then the joy of being born again begins. And the blessings of this free salvation floods into your soul. My dear friends, the Bible speaks of the hearing ear, the ear that hears and hearkens to what is spoken. It is the ear that believes for salvation. John 5 and verse 24 says, "He that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." We also read in the Bible of many who have ears to hear, but will not hear. They refuse to hear God speaking. Listen to this. In the Old Testament book of Zechariah, chapter 7 and verse 11, it says of hearers in the day of Zechariah the prophet, that they stopped their ears that they should not hear his message. Also, in Acts chapter 7 and verse 51 we read, "At the time when Stephen was martyred, many who heard Stephen preaching the word of truth, they stopped their ears." How dreadful are the consequences for them who refuse to hear. John 3 and verse 18 says, "He that believeth not is condemned already, because he believeth not in the name of the Son of God."
I had nothing but heartache and trouble. I was seeking for fortune and fame. I had nothing but doubts and confusion. But now I have everything. I have everything I need to make me happy. Making big plans for my future, and I had lived all my lifetime in vain. Then I prayed for life's only meaning.
Friends, in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, we read these words: faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now I'll repeat that. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The following story illustrates this point. A young minister of the gospel was confronted, as the congregation expected, with an able young skeptic named Bert Olney. At the close of the first service, Bert Olney said, "You did well, but you know I don't believe in the infallibility of the Bible." The young minister's calm reply was, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. I can prove to you there is no such thing as a judgment after death," declared the skeptic. "But men do die," the young preacher declared, "for it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." "But that's no argument," the skeptic protested. "Let's get down to business and discuss this matter in regular argument form." The minister shook his head, saying, "I am here to preach the word of God and not to argue over it." Bert Olney, annoyed, turned away with the remark, "I don't believe you know enough about the Bible to argue about it." "Perhaps you are right," was the calm rejoinder, "but please remember this. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." The very tree hoads Olney heard on the way home sang the verse, "And the stream he crossed, and the frogs seemed to croak, judgment, judgment, judgment." The next morning, he called at the home of the young minister, saying, "I've come to see you about that verse of scripture you gave me last night. I've spent a terrible night with those words burning their way into me. I can't get rid of them. Tell me, what must I do to be saved? I've got to get rid of this torture." At the conclusion of that morning conversation, Bert Olney left in a different attitude. Through hearing God speaking to him through his word, he became a child of God through faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross. Friends, it is true, God speaks to each of us through his divinely appointed way. It may be through nature that we hear him speak. It could be through a still small voice or a pleading voice. To some, his voice is as a trumpet sounding loud and clear. In whatever way he speaks to you, my friend, it is imperative and important that you hear him with an open ear. It is through the obedient ear that we can experience the rich and eternal blessings in our lives. If we do not hear and give heed to his voice, we shall never enjoy his glorious person. It is our prayer that you hear him with attention, that you hear him with faith, and you hear him with obedience. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me."
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. O Lamb of God, I come.
Friends, as our time of fellowship draws to a close, we remind listeners that today's program has been recorded on cassette and is available free and postpaid. Should you desire a copy for yourself or to pass on to a friend or neighbour, then we invite you to write to us at this address: Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale 3140. When requesting your copy, please include in your letter this number: 1148, program number 1148. Our mailing address again is Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale 3140. Today's broadcast has been a radio missionary outreach of the Christian Brethren Assemblies of Victoria and is made possible by God's provision through His people. We thank you, friends, for your company and trust you have received a blessing through our ministry today. Till next we meet, this is Harry Venton for the Voice of Melody team, wishing you God's richest blessing. Goodbye for now, and remember, keep looking up.